It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
And we bid you good evening, everyone, from Freeman High School in Adams, Nebraska. Tonight, it's a basketball doubleheader coming your way here on Sunny 101.3. The Johnson County Central Thunderbirds in town. It's a girl-boy doubleheader. Of course, the girls' varsity game up first. And the second half of our doubleheader will be the boys' varsity contest. In the girls' JV game, completed just a few minutes ago in overtime, Johnson County Central got the win over Freeman. The final 23-21, JCC's junior varsity girls with the win in that game in overtime. So that's why we're just a little bit late getting started with this girls' varsity contest. Right now we're going to step aside and take a two-minute timeout, and then we'll come back and look at the starting lineup for tonight's game. After this two-minute break, you're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the game of the week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
Sunny 101.3.
Inside Freeman High School here in Adams. I'm Randy Gatula. Very pleased to welcome into the broadcast booth this evening my partner for tonight's broadcast, Shanda Hall. Shanda, good evening.
Good evening. Great to be here this evening.
You've got some important information for us.
Absolutely. Our presenting sponsorship for tonight's broadcast is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber, your hometown building partner. Building more than projects, building community.
We apologize for the band that's nearby. We're right next to the Freeman High School band here. Fortunately, the good news is when the game starts, the band music goes away. We're going to do our best to go take a look at the starting lineups here as the band entertains us just off to our right. Let's take a look at the starting lineup. First of all, for the Freeman Falcons, they are 4-2 coming into this one. Coach Greg Verhuizen will go with Brooklyn Verhuizen. She is a senior, averaging 8 points per ball game. Alicia Johansson, also a senior, 3.2 points per game. Shiloh Walnut is in the starting lineup. She's just a junior, just shy of 10 points per contest thus far. Andon Bornpohl is just a sophomore, averaging 8 points per game. And to round out the starting five for the Freeman Falcons is Reagan Rennie. Rennie, a junior, averaging 5.5 points per game. The Falcons are 4-2 on the season. They came off of a win last Friday night in a game that was heard live here on Sunny 101.3 when they defeated Auburn 61-30. Now let's take a look at the starting lineup for the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. They're coached by head coach Garrett Cullen. They'll go with Riley Wolinczak. Wolinczak is a 5'9 sophomore, averaging 3.5 points per ball game. Sophia Smith, a sophomore at 5'8, 9 points per ball game. Molly Weber in the starting lineup. She's a 5'10 junior, averaging 5.5 points per contest. Ashley Beathy, 6'2 and a senior, 5.8 points per game. And to round out their starting five is Harley Lubin. Lubin is a 6-foot senior, averaging in double figures. She's the leading scorer for the Thunderbirds, 10.3 points per ball game. And Shanda, what you'll notice, that list of starters, those are the same suspects, the same names we called all throughout the volleyball season, the same group of athletes, and went 31-1.
Absolutely. Loved listening to and watching the success of the volleyball team this season. Undefeated until they got to playoffs, and they kind of had a repeat of what our Huskers just did, where we had everything happening with the girls, high school girls kind of matching
what
the Husker women did.
Yeah, an awful lot like what happened to them. I think, well, they were 33-0. Johnson County was 31-0 when they went into the state tournament. So a lot of times the success that you'll see on the volleyball court will carry over into the basketball season. These are the same athletes, same approach, same attitude. They are 4-1 on the season thus far, so off to a fairly good start. Freeman Falcons, as we mentioned, are 4-2 so far. Our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation of high school basketball is Kurt Gilman, back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Shanda Hall, seated next to me here in the booth.
And don't forget, tonight's broadcast can be heard live online at mscsports.net. Just click on the Listen Live button and select KLZA from the drop-down box.
And that's what our good friend Matt Prophet is doing tonight down in Louisville, Kentucky. You hear me mention Matt's name throughout the football season and from time to time during the broadcast. Matt is a very special listener of ours, listening in Louisville, Kentucky. He does never misses a broadcast if he can help it, and we certainly appreciate you tuning in again tonight. Matt Proffitt listening in Louisville, Kentucky. Looks like we're getting close to our national anthem and getting close to perhaps getting the starting lineups here over the public address system. We're going to keep it here a minute and make sure what happens. Oftentimes we're told what the protocol is and then they don't follow it. So I believe, if I recall, last Friday night when we were here, they played the national anthem and then did the starters. But you can never be too sure. Once again tonight, we are in Adams, Nebraska, Freeman High School. This will be our final broadcast before the Christmas break, and then we'll take a little time off between Christmas and New Year's and be right back with you the first week of January with more basketball. And, of course, the second week of January, that's the big week in southeast Nebraska when the UDECA's basketball tournament gets underway. And, Chand, I've often called that the social event of the month in southeast Nebraska in terms of high school basketball, that UDECA's tournament. Looks like we're getting set now for our national anthem.
We're back after this two-minute break. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all, just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Attention nurses! Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
Are you needing roof or gutter repairs? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City. Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Again, we welcome you back here to Freeman High School, just about set to get underway with the first half of our basketball doubleheader tonight. Kind of a unique deal. We're here for two broadcasts in a row. We were here just this past Friday night, saw some exciting basketball in the girls' contest. Freeman pretty much dominated that one as they got the big win 61-30 over Auburn. The boys' game was, for the most part, a 2-3 point contest back and forth throughout the game, and near the end, the Auburn Bulldogs pulled away for a 54-44 win. That handed Freeman their first loss of the season. They had gone 5-0 on the year coming into that one. They are now 5-1 coming into this game tonight against Johnson County Boys. The Thunderbird Boys are 3-2 on the season. Finishing up now with the introduction of starting lineups over the public address system. Again, quickly for the Thunderbirds, Riley Wolensek, Sophia Smith, Molly Weber, Ashley Beatley, Harley Lubin will be on the floor. For the Falcons, Brooklyn Fairhughes and Alicia Johansson, Shiloh Walman, and in Bourne Poland, Reagan Rennie will be the starters for the Falcons. Coach Greg Beerhusen giving the final instructions to his girls as they break the huddle and come out to center court. In there to jump it up for Johnson County Central will be Ashley Beefy. Beefy, 6'2" senior. And she's going to jump it up against Alicia Johansson. Here's the tip. Beefy controls it easily, tips it to the right elbow with the basketball. Sophia Smith into the corner, deep baseline underneath the Beefy. Turn around, low post, right side up, and good. Ashley Beefy scoring quickly from the low post on the right side of the basket. She's going to be tough to stop in there with that 6'2" frame. All right, on the attack, here come the Freeman Falcons with the basketball. Pass stolen away by Beefy. Holding up with the ball, gets it across court to Molly Weber. Into forecourt, they come back to Beefy at the top of the key. Right side, Harley Lubin. On the right elbow, Lubin holds the basketball. Looks to Sophia Smith. Lob pass into Beefy again. Beefy turnaround shot up. This one is off, no good. Got her own rebound. Follow shot won't go, but a whistle, and we're going to have a foul called.
The foul's going to be on it. Reagan Rennie, the junior, her first personal first team foul.
At the free throw line will be Ashley Beefy. Beefy hitting 33% from the line so far this season here, shooting two shots. Ashley Beefy eyes the bucket, set to launch the first free throw. It's on the way up, and it's good. Nothing but nylon on that one. So Ashley Beefy, with the first 3 points of the ball game, has given Johnson County Central a 3-0 lead here. Opening minute of play, 7:20 to go here in the first quarter. Beefy, the 6'2 senior, takes aim for the second free throw. It's on the way up and good. I said she was 33% on the season, but she's 100% tonight, 2-for-2. All right, quickly into forecourt come the Falcons with the basketball to the top of the circle. Bourne Pohl handles the ball out near the midcourt ring. To the left elbow it comes. That's Alicia Johansson. Across court pass to Walman. Walman feeds to the left wing. Here's a three on the way off the back of the iron. Won't go for Beerhusen, but the rebound comes down to the Falcons. Beerhusen with the ball in the corner, top of the circle. Brooklyn Beerhusen to the left elbow. Finds Alicia Johansson. All around the outside perimeter, outside the three-point arc, they pass it. Johnson County Central, I think, setting back in a zone here right now. Into the corner, deep baseline, low post, right side. They move in, shot blocked away by Beefy. What happened there, Warren Pohl tried to shoot over the top of Ashley Beathy, and that's a pretty tall task there to try and shoot over the 6'2" Beathy. With the ball on the near side is Molly Weber. Weber lobs inside to Beathy. Pass is going to be stolen away. And Aaron Fast goes to Alicia Johansson. Johansson pushes the ball down court inside the paint. She's double-teamed, triple-teamed. Out onto the left elbow to the top of the circle with the ball to Shiloh Walman. She backs it out near the midcourt circle to the left wing with the pass. And then Warren Pohl again goes to Brooklyn Verhuizen and holds the ball. Now making a move at the free throw line. Bounce pass stolen away by Molly Weber. Weber stepped right in front of Brooklyn Verhuizen and got the steal. Weber, with her outlet pass, gets the ball down court. Across the timeline to the left side goes Ashley Beathy. Beathy driving, laying up is good. Beathy with a great job, beating the basketball to Riley Wellenseck. Wellenseck with her first 2 points, it's 6-0. Johnson County on top. Ball saved by Harley Lubin from going out of bounds. Lubin tosses the ball into Sophia Smith. Smith working one-on-one, trying to get it across the timeline against Warren Pohl. With the basketball, the ball is tipped out of bounds on the near side. It's going to stay with Johnson County Central. Thunderbirds are going to have the ball, and they'll inbound it on the right side on the sideline, inbounding the pass for Johnson County Central. They bring it to the top of the key to Smith. Now it goes to Beathy. Beathy with the basketball. Beathy underneath to Weber. Weber has the ball tipped away. The Freeman Falcons come up with the steal. Across the timeline to the left side, ball is loose under the basket, moving toward the hoop, trying to force up the shot, and there's Walman. She's going to be tied up, and we finally get a whistle. A held ball is called. Possession arrow will favor the Freeman Falcons. Falcons will keep the basketball, and they'll inbound it on the baseline under their own basket. 5:15 to play here in the first quarter, 6-0. Johnson County Central with the early lead. Falcons inbound the pass up top. This is Verhuizen around to Rennie. Rennie holds the ball high above her head, comes to the left wing with it, back to Verhuizen. Across court pass, that's Mahler with a long three, short off the front of the rim, ball tipped around. Weber chases it down and saves it from going out of bounds for the Thunderbirds. Weber flips the ball back to Smith. She'll bring it across the timeline behind the back dribble to Beathy at the top of the key. Beathy looks down into the corner on the right side. That's Harley Lubin out of the top of the circle. There's a three on the way up and off, no good by Riley Wallacek. Beathy battling there with Reagan Rennie for the loose basketball. They say it went off of Rennie. Johnson County Central will keep the ball. Ashley Beathy will trigger it in. Baseline, left side under her own basket with 4:44 to go here in the first quarter. 6-0, Johnson County Central on top. Beathy inbounds the pass to the top of the key. They come around to the circle, falling to Smith to the floor. Weber has it taken away. Now Mahler loses a handle on it. The ball's going to get away and go out of bounds. I think they're probably going to get Weber here, Shanda.
Yes, yep, Molly Weber. First personal foul, second team foul.
Second team foul?
Correction, first team foul.
I thought I lost one. All right, the basketball is going to belong to the Falcons. They will inbound it in forecourt. Who got checking in?
Hayden Chase just checked in for the team.
Schaaf checking in.
Schaaf, thank
you. The ball game. Mahler with the basketball on the right wing. Around the horn to the left side it comes to Shiloh Walman. Inbound to Schaaf. That's Mahler again for the three from the left side, up and good. Getting that to the... Okay, that was going to be Savannah Mahler. Let's check that on the board. Here's a shot underneath by Beathy, up and good. Ashley Beathy now has 6 points in the ballgame. The last basket on this end, when they check it up, did they give that to Mahler?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought we had with it. Here comes the Falcons with the basketball on the right wing. Shiloh Walman back up top. Verhuizen, lob pass underneath, baseline left side. Oh, in trouble under there. Getting trapped is Johansson. Couldn't do anything with it, but bring it back to Verhuizen to the top of the key. There's a shot blocked away. And the fast break the other direction for Johnson County Central, forcing the shot up off. No good. The shot put up by Sophia Smith. Good defense to get back quickly. 8-3 the score. The lead is 5 for Johnson County Central. 3:35 to play here in the first quarter. Mahler with the basketball, right wing to the top of the circle of the near side, Johansson. Back up top to Mahler. Johansson and Mahler play catch with it just outside the three-point arc. Now Verhuizen holds the basketball. Across court pass, they find Mahler. Molly Weber picks her up defensively over on the right elbow. Across court to the near side, a skip pass. Inside the paint, oh, nice speed. Bounce pass underneath. Shot is up and good by Alicia Johansson. Johansson's first 2 points of the ball game. We've got a timeout taken on the floor.
We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Freeman High School. 3 minutes, 10 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 8-5 our score. The Thunderbirds up by three. T-Birds with the basketball. Smith brings it across the timeline, works to the right wing, bounce pass underneath to Harley Lubin. She's trapped under there. The ball goes off of Lubin. Out of bounds, it'll be a turnover and give the basketball back to the Falcons. Down to 3 minutes even to play in the first quarter. This is the first half of a doubleheader we have for you tonight. Reagan Rennie up waiting to check back into the ball game. Rennie will come in and she will replace, let's see, I believe leaving is Alicia Johansson will take a breather. 8-5, Johnson County Central on top here at Adams. Freeman with the basketball, Maul on the dribble across the timeline. She brings it to the top of the free throw circle, left wing end in Bourne pole, back up top to Mauler. She holds a minute, now lost the dribble, works to the right elbow, used up her dribble, skip pass back to the near side, Bourne pole. They feed it into traffic. There's Rennie with a shot that's up and off, no good, rebound Sophia Smith. Smith's going to push the basketball down the left sideline herself, gets it across the timeline to the near side. The pass comes to Riley Wellensack. Looking underneath in traffic. This is Bobadilla with the ball. Bobadilla takes a feed, lays it up off the glass, and good. Nice job by Charlotte Bobadilla to get her first 2 points. They fed her. We also have a whistle, and a foul is going to be called.
Grace Mental, her first personal second team foul.
At the free throw line, Bobadilla, she's a 75% free throw shooter on the season. Here shooting the and one. Bobadilla launches the free throw. The shot is up. It's off the back of the rim and doesn't go. The ball is loose on the floor. Bobadilla chases it down, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Freeman. Touch last over here by Bournepole. JCC will maintain possession of the basketball. 2:23 to play first quarter. 10-5 your score. JCC up by 5. Thunderbirds with the basketball. Inbound it to Smith. Smith working one-on-one over here now against Grace Mensel. Cross court pass to the far side it goes. Holding it, Bobadilla. Bobadilla comes to Smith. Smith to the right elbow. Now with the basketball, saves Rother. Rother feeds it inside. There's a driving layup by Smith. Doesn't go. There for the rebound to pull it down is Grace Mensel. Mensel's going to bring it all the way down court herself. Puts it into the corner left side to Bournepole. Back to the top of the key. Mauler holds the ball for a minute. They work the outside perimeter against this zone. Now into Reagan Rennie. Rennie's shot is up and good.
Beautiful drop step to the center.
Reagan Rennie went right at the defense. That's not easy to do against this Johnson County Central group. 10-7 your score. JCC by 3 now with a minute 35 to play in the first quarter. On the right wing with the ball is Rother. Feeds it in. Bobadilla tries to go up. Nice job by Rennie. Reagan Rennie blocking that shot by Bobadilla. She drove the lane. Rennie blocked the shot, then got the loose basketball, flips it out to her teammate, Mauler into forecourt. They lob pass inside. Rennie, turnaround shot. This one is short. It's going to go out of bounds, and it'll be Johnson County Central getting the basketball back with a minute 15 to go. We got a host of substitutions. Beatty back into the lineup for Johnson County Central.
Deer Houston, Johansson, and Wallman coming in for the Falcons.
There was somebody else came in besides Beatty here.
There was.
Weber back on
Weber,
the floor.
Yes.
All right, holding the basketball up here is Rother. Goes to Molly Weber. Weber lobs it inside looking for Beatty. Pass is stolen away by Johansson. Got a whiff of that popcorn smoke, didn't he?
Yes.
Into the corner. Ball gets away out of bounds off the fingertips of Freeman. It'll be Johnson County Central basketball with 57 seconds to play in the first quarter. 10-7, JCC with a three-point advantage. On the dribble, across the timeline, they come to the right elbow with it. Handling the ball is Rother. She lost her dribble to Harley Lubin. Lubin tries to take it in. She'll be called for carrying the basketball on the baseline. Well, Lubin was double-teamed down there. And as Harley made her move to the hoop, the ball got out there a little too wide on the dribble, and she had to pull it in. Called for palming the basketball, carrying the ball, they call it. All right. Now on the attack come the Freeman Falcons with the basketball. Shiloh Wallman to the left elbow. Johansson feeds to the low post left side in the corner. Back around the outside perimeter. Now on the low post right side. At the free throw line, in the lane, 5 foot jumper up off the rim, no good. There's Harley Lubin with the rebound. Lubin pulled down the board defensively. 18 seconds to go here. Into the corner, Beefy, up to Lubin. Lubin thought about the three for a minute outside the top of the circle. Lob pass into Beefy in the paint. Beefy's double teamed immediately, has the ball taken away. A jump ball is called with 4.3 seconds to go. Possession arrow, Johnson County. Thunderbirds are up by three with 4.3 seconds to go. We'll be taking a break here in just a minute. All right, 4.3 seconds. Beefy to inbound it on the baseline. Lost it inside. Lubin shot up. Block. Lubin follow shot up. Can't get it. Beefy follow shot up. And Beefy got it at the buzzer of the count. It went down for Ashley Beefy. She's got eight. And that's after one quarter, 12-7. Johnson County Central on top.
We'll be back after this one-minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do, from manufacturing to customer service. Our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions, proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years. FAST celebrates the student athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workatfast.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Freeman High School. We move to second quarter action. JCC on top, 12-7. Freeman with the basketball. Here come the Falcons on the attack. Shiloh Wallman at the free throw line picked up the dribble. She needs help. Mahler comes over to get the ball between the rings, top of the key, around to the right side. Johansson right back up top to Mahler. This is Wallman with the ball. One dribble and passes to Wallman between the rings. Now Mahler to the right side. Here's a long three from the right side that's up and off no good. There with the rebound is Molly Weber. Weber took that right out of the arms of Brooklyn Verhuizen. Weber gets it to Schmidt. Sophia Schmidt will bring it down court. She's going to take it all the way into the paint. Driving layup. Schmidt off the back of the iron. No. Ball is tipped out. Here's a two-on-one fast break coming the other direction with the ball. Under the basket. Driving layup. A whistle. What are we going to have? Putting the shot up with Wallman. I think a foul. And we're going to put Wallman to the line where she'll be shooting two shots.
Foul on Molly Weber. That is her second personal, the first team foul of this quarter.
At the free throw line, Shiloh Wallman, a junior, averaging 9.5 points per ball game. She has not scored yet tonight. You're shooting two shots. Shiloh Wallman takes aim. First free throw is up and good. That one went right down the center. That's her first point of the night. A couple more substitutes checking in for Johnson County Central. Bobadilla back into the lineup. Also onto the floor comes Riley Wellensack back in. Shiloh Wallman ready for her second free throw attempt. 7:17 to go, opening minute here in the second quarter. Second shot rolls around. She got the roll, got it to drop. She's got two, and it's a three-point ball game. 12-9 your score. Opening minute here of the second quarter. Schmidt into forecourt, comes to Beefy with the pass. Top of the key on the right elbow. Riley Wellensack right back inside to Beefy. Wellensack, a cross-court pass, skip court, left side shot, Schmidt up and off, no good. Ball is tipped around. Chasing down the rebound is Leighton Beefy. Inside it goes Ashley Beefy. Beefy feeds it across. Oh, nice job defensively there by Alicia Johansson with the block. Fast break the other way. Verhuizen driving layup, couldn't get it, but she's fouled. Brooklyn Verhuizen is going to be at the line. She'll be shooting two shots for the Falcons.
Foul's going to be on Sophia Schmidt. That's her first personal, the second team foul this quarter.
At the free throw line, Alicia Johansson. Or check that. It's going to be Brooklyn Verhuizen at the line. She has not scored yet this evening. First free throw is up and rims in and out of there. Brooklyn has averaged 8 points per ball game this season thus far in their first six outings. has not scored yet tonight. She'll have a second free throw attempt coming here. Brooklyn Vierhuizen's second shot is up. It's good. She hit one out of two. She's got a point. Makes it a two-point contest. 12-10 is your score. And here come the Thunderbirds. Smith with the basketball. Comes up to Beethy with it to the right elbow. Riley Welinczak feeds inside. Ashley Beethy tries to go up with a shot. Can't get it. Freeman with the rebound. Coming out of there, Savannah Mahler with the basketball. Mahler gets the pass down court quickly to Wallman. Into the corner. That's Vierhuizen. Skip pass to Mahler at the top of the key. Now it goes back to Wallman. She'll reset the offense. Wallman finds Alicia Johansson with a pass. Couple of dribbles by Johansson. Back to the near side on the wing. It comes to Savannah Mahler. Inside in traffic. Reagan Rennie. And she's going to be called for the travel. It'll be a turnover and give the basketball back to Johnson County Central. Here's Harley Lubin back onto the floor. Lubin checking in. She will spell Ashley Beethy. Johnson County hasn't been able to get the ball into Beethy like they did on the first trip or two down the floor. Credit that to the defense here from the Falcons.
They're doing a great job of denying. They're both fronting and on the sides. They can't lob in.
6 minutes to go here in the second quarter. 12-10 your score. A two-point lead for Johnson County Central. Bobadilla lost her dribble into Harley Lubin. Lubin moves towards the hoop. Got tied up. The ball is knocked out of her hands by Alicia Johansson. Johansson touched it last. It'll stay with Johnson County. 23 seconds on the shot clock. Thunderbirds will have the ball into their own basket. Smith will inbound it. Baseline. She'll trigger it in under her own basket on the left side baseline. Inside it comes to Lubin. Lubin off the glass, up, off, no good, a whistle. The ball touched the support up by the shot clock. That's out of bounds. It'll turn it over and give the ball back to Freeman. 5:50 to go here now in the first half. They're just checking in. It's 12-10. Thunderbirds on top. Johnson County Central girls varsity leading the Freeman Falcons here at Adams. Now Freeman comes down court with the ball. That's Johansson in the corner. Beats underneath to Grace Menzel. Ball stolen away by Harley Lubin. Lubin with the steal. Gets it to Smith. Sophia Smith all the way to the right side of the lane. Back to the top of the circle. She'll be called for carrying the basketball. Another turnover. And turnovers have kind of been a problem here in this game thus far.
Five turnovers on the girls here back and forth. Unforced.
They're finding ways to do it. Different ways to turn it over. Traveling. Carrying the basketball. Here's Mahler with the ball. Savannah Mahler on the dribble. Bobs a little pass to the right elbow, around to the left wing it comes. Grace Menzel dribbles in, had her shot knocked away, but a whistle. I believe we're going to see Menzel at the line where she's going to have a chance to shoot too.
Foul's going to be on Harley Lubin. That's her first personal, the 13th foul of the quarter.
So three team fouls already on Johnson County Central with 5:16 to play yet in the quarter. Grace Menzel's free throw is up, just wide to the left. A little bit off. She'll have another attempt coming here.
Check in for the Falcons is Brooklyn Vierhuizen.
Certainly appreciate the fine hospitality we always receive when we come to Freeman. Second shot is up. This one rolls around and is down for Grace Menzel. Had a lot of fun with the youngsters here earlier tonight with the Santa Claus hat and a little bit of candy here. So 5:10 to go here in the second period. Johnson County Central comes on the attack. Top of the key, Smith tries a three that's partially blocked. Great defense there.
Bradley
coming the other direction, driving layup, blocked away nicely by Harley Lubin. Going in for the layup was Andon Bornpole, and Lubin just blocked that shot into next week. She slammed the ball against the wall down there.
That's what that volleyball skill shows up again.
That's what you saw, wasn't it? Brooklyn Vierhuizen will trigger it in. She'll inbound it under her own basket to the top of the key. Gets it up to Grace Menzel. Shot is up, doesn't go. Whistle, foul, and I think Menzel is going to be right back at the line where she was a moment ago.
Foul on Sophia Schmidt, her second personal, the fourth of this quarter. Next one will be bonus.
So at the free throw line, Grace Menzel, she made one out of two a moment ago. Here, once again, shooting two shots. 4:54 to play first half. Shot is up. It's good. Menzel hits that one, and that ties the game up at 12 apiece. Johnson County led it 12-7 after one quarter, so a 5-0 run to start this second period.
Sage Rother checking in for the Thunderbirds.
Also, Ashley Beethy back onto the floor in place of Bobadilla. Grace Menzel at the line. She's made two out of three. Has another one coming right here. Shot is up, and it's good, and that puts Freeman on top. 13-12, we have a lead change. The Falcons with their, I believe, their first lead of the ballgame here. There's a steal with the basketball. Brooklyn Vierhuizen feeds it underneath right side. Layup off, no good. battle for the rebound, the ball on the floor, everybody after. We finally get a whistle, bodies everywhere. And on the possession arrow, the basketball is going to belong to Johnson County. JCC will have the ball with 4:45 to go here in the second period, trailing by one, 13-12 is our score.
Sophia Schmidt checking in for the Thunderbirds.
So inbounding the ball on the baseline. Against pressure now is Riley Walensek. Gets it into Beefy. Back to Walensek. She'll bring it across the timeline down the left sideline. Lost the handle on it. Oh, they say she carried the ball. And again, another unforced turnover. And that's the fifth or sixth time we've seen that tonight here. Turnovers have been a real problem for Johnson County. You got to figure every one of those is a lost possession, obviously a lost scoring opportunity. And now they trail 13-12. Handling the ball is Grace Menzel. Top of the circle, Verhuizen around the horn to the left wing. Bounce pass left side, Grace Menzel. She's trapped down there by Harley Lubin. Nowhere to go. They bring it back around the horn to the top of the key. There's a shot blocked away by Ashley Beefy. And again, Bornpole was trying to shoot over Beefy. And that's just not going to work out well for you most time because of Ashley Beefy's size there.
Shiloh Wallman checking in for Freeman.
All right, let's see who the ball's going to... With the basketball into the corner.
So Sophia Schmidt got a hand on it. It remains possession for the Falcons.
Just got it here. 4:16 to go here in the second quarter. Showing here in the second quarter, 13-12. The Freeman Falcons leading the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. Thunderbirds will have the basketball. They'll play it in on the baseline. They drop back out of the pressure, and across the timeline comes Sophia Schmidt on the dribble. Schmidt feeds into Ashley Beathy. Beathy at the top of the key. Beathy into the corner. Down deep, baseline right side. They come to Sage Rother. Inside Beathy. Ashley Beathy, turnaround shot off the rim. Won't go. And pulling down the rebound, clearing it out of there, is Schoff for the Freeman Falcons. Here come the Falcons. Quickly down court, driving to the baseline on the left side is Menzel. Across court pass, top of the key to the left wing with it. That's Wallman. Wallman tried to feed it underneath. The ball gets away and goes out of bounds. All right, we'll see what we've got going here. 3:35 to play in the second quarter. And the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds with the basketball. Across court pass. 13-12 is our score. Freeman on top. They try to go into Harley Lubin. Lubin has the ball tipped away. Mahler comes up with a steal. Mahler with the outlet pass to the left wing with it. Molly Weber. And a reach-in foul is going to be called on the Thunderbirds. And I believe... Now let's see who they put this one on. Have to wait until they post it. At the free throw line is going to be Shiloh Wallman. She is 2 for 2 from the line so far tonight. She'll be shooting two shots here. That foul is going to be called on Sophia Schmidt. I think that's her third, Shanda. All right. Free throw on the way up and off. No good for Shiloh Wallman. She'll have a second attempt coming here. Now Wallman ready with her second free throw. This one is up and got it to roll. She got that one down, so she's made 3 out of 4 now tonight. In the forecourt come the Thunderbirds with the basketball. Ball tipped away. Harley Lubin was on the receiving end of that pass, but a reach-in foul is going to be called on the Falcons. We'll see who they put this one on. I think it's going to be Alicia Johansson. Johansson is called for her first personal, first team foul of the quarter. Not a shooting foul. Beathy inbounds the pass. Big collision. They go underneath the Beathy under the glass. Shot is up and good. Ashley Beathy got it to drop. Ashley Beathy now in double figures. She's got 10 points in the basketball game. We're tied at 14 apiece with 2:55 to go here. Now here's a three on the way by Mahler. Got away out of bounds. Went to the baseline. And the basketball is going to belong to the Thunderbirds. Molly Weber will inbound it. 2:52 to play here in the second period. We're tied at 14. And across the timeline, it'll be a timeout taken by Johnson County Central. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunday 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Shanda Hall back with you here at Freeman High School in Adams. 2 minutes, 47 seconds left to play in the first half. It's been a tight one so far. Right now we're all tied up at 14 apiece. JCC led it 12-7 after one quarter. And we've got a timeout here on the floor. They took a full timeout. Coming out of it, the basketball will belong to Johnson County Central. Again, with 2:47 to go in the first half, we're all tied at 14 apiece. T-Birds will inbound it. To toss it in is Riley Wellensack. She'll stand on the side in forecourt, right in front of the Freeman bench. Wellensack, the inbound pass, comes into Smith with the basketball to the right side, Molly Weber. Around the horn, Smith, left elbow. Molly Weber, open look, three, right side. Got it! Molly Weber hits the three from the corner here on the right side. Her first bucket of the night. That puts Johnson County Central back up by 3:17-14. Molly Weber got the three just now for Johnson County. The only other thing you missed was a two by Ashley Beathy, and I marked it on your chart. Here we go with the basketball. The Falcons around the horn to the right elbow with it. Mahler. Mahler comes to the left wing. Alicia Johansson. Bounce pass. Oh, nice pass underneath. Shot is up and good. Getting the shot on the baseline to drop was Shiloh Wallman. Her first field goal of the night. Wallman now with 5 points. And it's 17-16. Thunderbirds up by one. And yet another turnover for Johnson County Central. This time it's going to be traveling over on the far side. Seven turnovers.
Yes, seven turnovers so far, all of them unforced.
Under 2 minutes to go here now in the first half. It's a one-point JCC lead. This has been a good one so far. Oh, there the ball's going to get away out of bounds. Touch last by Freeman. They were looking on the baseline on the left side for Alicia Johansson. She couldn't handle it. Oh, wait a minute. They're going to be overruled from this side now and say that Johansson didn't touch the ball and it's going to stay with Freeman.
1:50 to play in the half, 17-16, T-Birds leading the Falcons.
Inbounding the ball is Brooklyn Bierhusen. Baseline left side, Bierhusen lobs it inside. Johansson, fall away shot, blocked away nicely by Beathy, and then she grabbed the loose basketball. Ashley Beathy's a pretty tough customer to deal with inside the paint. It's going to be hard to shoot over the top of her. Sage Rother with the ball. She has lost her dribble and needs help. Rother lobs it to the near side. All the way in, driving layup, blocked away by Reagan Rennie. In for the layup was Riley Wellensack. I think they're going to get Rennie and probably going to put Wellensack at the line here.
Correct. That's Reagan's second personal foul, the second team foul of this quarter.
So at the free throw line will be Riley Wellensack. Riley is going to be shooting two shots here. First free throw is up, hits the back of the iron and off, no good. She'll have another attempt.
Hayden Schaaf checking in.
Riley is a 30% free throw shooter on the season through the first five games. She missed the first one there. We'll have a second attempt coming. 5'9 sophomore, Wellensack. Quite a little volleyball player. She's the center on that volleyball team. Second shot is up and off. No good. Missed them both. And now a chance for Freeman to perhaps take the lead here. Down by 1:17-16 with a minute 22 left to play in the first half. Handling the ball is Brooklyn Bierhusen to the near side, Johansson. Down to Mahler. Mahler lobs into the corner. Picking up the dribble. They put it inside the paint. Back to the top of the key once again to the right elbow goes Bierhusen. Ball tipped away. Loose. Now Johansson gets it back. She and Mahler just playing catch. Shot clock down to six. Now the right elbow dribbling in. Oh, that's quite a move in the baseline. And we're going to have a foul call. At the free throw line is going to be Shiloh Wallman. She might have got away with a little skip step in there. I'm not sure. Wallman's going to go to the line to shoot two.
Fouls on Harley Lubin. That is her second personal.
And so, Shiloh Wallman at the line. First free throw is up and rimmed it off. No good. You might have missed one while you were away.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, go with what they've got. And Shiloh Wallman misses that one. She's now made three out of six from the line. She'll have another one coming here. Wallman looks to the basket. Shot is up. This one is good. Got that one down. And we're tied at 17 apiece.
Grace Menzel coming back into the ballgame.
Menzel checks in. She'll come in to replace Shiloh Wallman. She'll take a break. Full court pressure being applied now by the Falcons. They inbound the pass, get it into Harley Lubin. Lubin starts down court with the basketball, dribbling between defenders, gets it across the timeline, holds it up, and goes to her teammate, Polly Weber, with the ball. Oh, the ball tipped away. It's going to go out of bounds. Great defensive effort over here by Alicia Johansson, tipping the ball away for Freeman, but it got away out of bounds, and now Riley Wellensek will inbound it. Wellensek to toss it into Sage. Or no, into the corner to Harley Lubin. Lubin looking inside for Beathy. Under the basket, shot is up and good. When they can get the ball into Ashley Beathy, she's hard to stop. She's got 12 points now in the ballgame. 19-17. The lead is back to 2 for Johnson County. 32 seconds to play here. 4-second differential with the shot clock. To the left wing with it, Grace Menzel. Menzel to the corner. Johansson again finds Verhuizen. She holds the ball. Coach Greg Verhuizen upshotting instructions. Wants him to play it down for the final shot here without leaving any time for Johnson County to do anything. A cross-court skip out goes to Verhuizen. She puts up a three that bounces and got the ball bounce. Got it to drop. Brooklyn Verhuizen, her first field goal of the night. Oh, and a steal on the inbound. Dribbling in, driving, laying up off, no good. But after two quarters of play at the half, the Freeman Falcons are leading Johnson County Central by a single point. 20-19 will be our halftime score with the Freeman Falcons on top.
We'll be right back after this two-minute break. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family owned, Nebraska raised, world class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock. Or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Scoring recap is being presented by Highlands Community College. At Highlands Community College, they're close to home but far from dead. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. And here's Randy Gatula with your halftime recap.
All right, let's take a look at the first half numbers. First of all, for the Freeman Falcons, they're led at the half by Shiloh Wallman. She has 6 points in the basketball game. 4 points by Brooklyn Verhuizen, with three each are Grace Menzel and Savannah Mahler. And then Alicia Johansson and Reagan Rennie chipped in 2 apiece for their total of 20. Free throw shooting, Freeman shot a lot of them. They made 8 out of 12 from the charity stripe. For the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds, Ashley Beathy leads the way. She's in double figures with 12 points at the half. Molly Weber has 3, Riley Wellensek with 2, and Charlotte Bobadilla had 2 for their total of 19. From the free throw line, Johnson County shot just five. They made two of them, two out of five from the line for the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. So at the half, 20-19, the Freeman Falcons leading the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds.
Our halftime scoring recap has been presented by Highlands Community College. At Highlands Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandscc.edu.
All right, we're going to send it back to Kirk Hillman at the Sunny 101.3 studios for 2 minutes of important sponsor information. We'll update you with the latest weather forecast, and it's a beauty. And then another 2 minutes, and we'll be back with third quarter action. That's coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the NBC Sports Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group, direct written premium.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute reveals CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller with your weather for the tri-state area. Mainly cloudy skies tonight with fog developing. Temperatures fall back into the upper 30s with winds out of the east at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Fog begins to clear up early in the day on Wednesday. We'll see partly sunny skies. Temperatures in the upper 50s to near 60 degrees and light southerly winds. Wednesday night, Christmas Eve, partly cloudy. Temperatures fall back into the upper 30s. Northwesterly winds at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Christmas Day on Thursday, partly sunny skies. A few near record highs possible across the region. We'll see high temperatures in the low to mid 60s. Thursday night, partly cloudy with temperatures in the upper 30s. Friday, sunshine with high temperatures in the mid-60s. And for Saturday, partly sunny skies with a high near 60. Sunday, sunny and much cooler with high temperatures in the mid-30s. That's a look at your latest forecast. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller on Sunny 101.3.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work.
At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do, from manufacturing to customer service. Our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions, proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years. FAST celebrates the student-athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workatfast.com.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Freeman High School in Adams, Nebraska. I'm Randy Gatula, along with Shanda Hall here in the broadcast booth. Kurt Kilman is our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation of high school basketball.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber, your hometown building partner. Building more than projects, building community. Be sure to check out our new MSC Radio app. It's available from your favorite app store. Download our MSC Radio app to your phone, and you'll be just a click away from all of your favorite MSC Radio Network stations.
All right. Last-minute instructions being given out by Coach Greg Verhuizen with the Falcon Ladies. The Johnson County girls are already out on the floor ready to get underway here. 20-19 our score. Freeman, after trailing throughout most of the first half of the ball game, managed to get into the locker room with a single one-point lead on that last-second shot underneath the basket. When play is resumed, the basketball will belong to the Falcons. They move now from our left to right. Falcons tonight in their white jerseys, white shorts with the dark blue numerals. Johnson County in the all-black, yellow numerals, red down the sides. Here we go. Shiloh Wallman has the basketball to set things up and finds Brooklyn Verhuizen. Back to Wallman. Verhuizen, top of the key. Right elbow across court comes to Bornfold. That ball stolen away by Molly Weber. Weber will bring it into the forecourt to the top of the circle to the left side. They're going to be looking to get the ball into Ashley Beefy. She had 12 in the first half. She's almost unstoppable if they can get the ball to her under the bucket. Looking to do it right there. Beefy works in. Turnaround shot up. Oh, short off the front of the rim. Beefy had a point-blank shot at it. Couldn't get it down. The rebound handed Bornpole. Bornpole finds Verhuizen. Verhuizen right side. Passed up the three. She was open there for a minute. Back to Johansson, top of the key. Now Johansson finds Verhuizen. Verhuizen driving baseline right side. Jump shot up. Rolls off. No good. Rebound Rennie. Tries to go up with a follow shot. Whistle and a foul. Reagan Rennie will be at the line. She'll be shooting two shots. I think they're going to get Beefy here.
They actually gave that to Harley Rubin.
Ooh.
And that will be her third personal.
Harley's got three. Sophia Smith also with three now for Johnson County Central. This is Reagan Rennie at the line. First shot is up and good. Reagan had a field goal in the first half. This is her first attempt from the free throw line, so she has 3 points now in the ballgame. And this is Freeman's biggest lead of the game, up by 2-21-19. Rennie's second free throw is up. It's good also. And the junior hits them both. She now has four. She averages 5.5 points per game on the season thus far. On the approach into forecourt, Sophia Smith playing with three fouls out there. Harley Lubin also with three, driving to the baseline. Johansson with her. Lubin feeds it off to Molly Weber. Weber had an open look, couldn't get it. Here's a pass stolen away. Fast break, Verhuizen. Verhuizen double team, feeds it back to Rennie. Jump shot, free throw lined up. Good. Verhuizen with the assist. Reagan Rennie with the shot. It's 24-19, suddenly a 5-point lead for the Falcons. Freeman comes out and opens with a 4-0 run to start it. Beefy handling the ball at the top of the circle. Ashley Beefy hands up to Harley Lubin. Lubin on the give and go at the top of the key to the left wing. Now Smith tries to dribble in, has the ball dribbled away and stolen. Then Weber almost got the steal right back, coming up with a loose basketball as Bornpole. Bornpole off to Wallman. Wallman across court finds Verhuizen with the ball. Verhuizen looking inside for Rennie. No, goes instead. Ball is up and off, no good. That shot put up by Bornpole. Couldn't get it in there with the rebound is Harley Lubin. Lubin, outlet pass to Smith. Sophia Smith will set the offense, picks up her dribble, finds BP between the rings at the top of the key. Give and go into Weber. Weber shot is up, couldn't get it. Weber had the lay-in, couldn't get it. Defensively, Brooklyn Verhuizen was there. Now Verhuizen in the other direction, goes to the corner, tries to shoot over BP. BP with nothing but ball, I thought. Boy, it looked like BP had an awful lot of basketball on the baseline, but a whistle and a foul. And it appears we're going to have Verhuizen at the line. Ashley Beefy is going to pick up her first personal, right?
Correct. Second team foul this quarter.
And at the free throw line will be Brooklyn Verhuizen. Looked like Beefy had a lot of basketball in that one, but Verhuizen went down hard. First free throw is up and good for Brooklyn. She now has 5 points in the game, and it's a six-point lead for the Freeman Falcons here.
Grace Russell and Savannah Mahler checking in.
All right. Verhuizen ready for her second free throw attempt. Takes aim, launches the shot. It's up, and it is off of there. No good. Molly Weber's there for the rebound from JCC. Outlet pass comes to Smith. Smith behind the back dribble. Roster dribble. And now a reach-in foul is going to be called on the Falcons.
Grace Menzel with that personal. It's her second personal. First team foul of the half.
Johnson County Central will inbound it in front of their own bench to toss the ball in as Sage Rother. Rother to inbound it. Waiting for somebody to break open. Comes to Smith into the backcourt. Smith across the timeline. Works to the right side. Gets a pick all the way to the baseline. Smith for driving. Laying up short off in front of the rim. Rebound. Fast break the other direction. Verhuizen behind the defense. Lays it up and good. Brooklyn Verhuizen got in behind the coverage. Laid it in uncontested. And it's 27-19. A 7-0 run to start the quarter. They've seen enough. Timeout's going to be taken on the floor.
5:12 to play in the third quarter. 27-19 your score. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
'Tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season for stress, flu, icy sidewalks, and a whole lot of other things that can ruin your holidays. I'm Ryan Larson, and on behalf of the physicians and staff of Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinics, I'd like to wish you and your family a joyful and prosperous new year. We also wish you a safe and healthy holiday season. If you need us, we're happy to help keep you well or to get you back on your feet. Otherwise, we hope to see you at home for the holidays.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, the Freeman Falcons have gone on a 7-0 run to start this third quarter. Actually, a 9-0 run when you consider they got the last 2 points of that first half, and now they've gone up 27-19.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than just projects, building community.
Well, Coach Garrett Collin has seen enough here to start this third quarter with that 7-0 run. He took a timeout to try and settle his girls down. When play is resumed, the Thunderbirds will have the basketball. Inbounding it on the near side is Riley Walensack. Walensack gets it into Smith near the midcourt line. Working against a man-to-man defense here now by the Falcons. Smith has picked up her dribble. Lobs it into Beefy. Beefy's on the right side, low post. Here's Harley Lubin for three. It's short off the rim. Beefy with the rebound. Ashley Beefy, follow shot up. It won't fall. Johnson County Central having a hard time finding the hoop now. Fast break the other direction. This is Johansson in traffic. Weber stopped her. Verhuizen for three from the corner. Can't get it. Chasing the ball down is Lubin in the corner. Harley Lubin does a good job coming up with the basketball. A cross-court pass goes to Smith with the basketball. Smith across the timeline. On the right wing, hands to Molly Weber. Weber just holds the ball for a moment now, waiting for somebody to break through on this man-to-man defense. Weber almost has it dribbled away by Mahler. Lobs into Beefy. Beefy, top of the key. Open look, Schmidt for three. Off the rim, no. Little shove underneath there, and the rebound goes down to the Falcons. Sophia Smith got shoved completely out of the play on that one. Now Verhuizen in trouble. To the top of the key, around to the left wing. A three is up and good. Nailing the three, Grace Menzel. Her first field goal of the night. She's got 6 points in the ballgame. And suddenly, the Falcons have opened up an 11-point advantage, going on an 11-0 run to start this quarter. Here's a driving layup by Smith. Rebound, Harley Lubin. Follow shot, whistle, and a foul. Harley Lubin's going to be at the line to shoot two.
Reagan Rennie just picked up her third personal foul. It's the second team foul of this third quarter.
Harley Lubin has not scored yet tonight. She is a 73% free throw shooter on the season. Here she's shooting two shots for the Thunderbirds. Harley Lubin The first free throw is up, and it is short off the front of the rim. The ball is just not dropped here for Johnson County Central. Host of substitutions checking in. I don't think there's anybody that has not been in the ball game yet, but Warren Pohl is back on the floor. Also,
Perfect DS for the Thunderbirds.
Okay, at the free throw line, Harley Lubin ready for her second attempt. She missed the first one. This one is up, and he got it. That's her first point of the night. She's the leading scorer on this team, averaging 10.3 points per game, and that was her first point of this contest. Makes it 30-20. The lead is 10. Molly Weber almost got the ball. He got it off her foot. Mahler was trying to pass it up top to Wallman, and Weber stuck a foot out there. Called for a kick in the basketball. You can do that in volleyball, you know. A cross-court pass, dribbling into the paint, driving layup short off the front of the rim, put up by Johansson. Rebound Johnson County Central. Smith pushes it down in a hurry. Trying to get something going here now offensively are the Thunderbirds. Smith has lost the dribble, feeds it into traffic to Wellensack, driving layup up off, no good. Follow shot, try for putback, still will go for Wellensack, and the rebound is brought down under the basket by Bourne Pohl. Bourne Pohl, outlet pass goes to Mahler. Mahler into the corner. Down to the right side, they go in with it to Shaw. Now the ball is loose, it's going to get away out of bounds. What are they going to say? It stays with Freeman, I believe.
3:14 to play third quarter, 30-20 your score, Falcons up by 10.
Inbounding the ball is smaller on the near side in forecourt. Reagan Rennie wants to check back in. The official's going to hold up play here and let the subs come in. Reminding the young lady she needs to check in at the box.
That's Brooklyn Vu, who's been coming back into the ballgame.
Brooklyn got a little excited. She seldom leaves the floor, so this is something new for her to be checking back in. Beerhusen gets the inbound pass and comes up to the top of the key with the dribble, across court pass. Goes across with it to Wallman. Wallman comes back to Beerhusen. Now Molly Weber comes out to pick her up and put on pressure. Bobadilla tried to knock the ball away. Mahler's going to put up a three that rims in and out. Ball is tipped out of bounds, and tipping it away under there was Riley Wallencheck. So it's going to stay with... Well, now, wait a minute. Yeah, they're going to give it to Freeman. Freeman will have the basketball. Beerhusen to inbound it. Under 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter now. 2:56 on the clock, third period. 30-20, a 10-point Freeman lead. This is Mahler handling the ball up to Beerhusen. To the near side, they come to Wallman once again. Beerhusen takes a couple of dribbles, backs it out between the rings at the top of the free throw circle with a pass to the right elbow. In traffic, in the paint. Lubin is there defensively. Here's a three. Top of the circle, up and good. Brooklyn Beerhusen. That's her second three-pointer of the night. She's in double figures and has 10 points now in the basketball game. 33-20. Freeman by 13. Smith works to the corner. Defensively, Bornpole picks her up on the baseline. She has picked up her dribble and needs help. Now gets a pass back up to Riley Wellensack. Harley Lubin comes to Bobadilla on the left wing. Bobadilla holds the ball above her head. Dribbles back to the top of the key. All the way around the free throw circle to the right side of the lane. Feeds into Lubin. Lubin goes up with a layup. Can't get it. Rebound follow shot. Put back up by Sophia Smith. And then a whistle and a foul. And that's going to send Smith to the line, where she'll be shooting two shots.
Foul's going to be on Hayden Schaaf. That is her first personal third team foul.
Schaaf picks up the personal. So at the line is Sophia Smith. She has not scored yet tonight. Here she's shooting two shots. First one is up. It is short off the front of the rim. The ball is just not dropped for the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. They've had several Shanda point-blank shots right under the basket. Even the lay-ins wouldn't go for them.
Absolutely. Coming back into the ballgame for the Falcons, Alicia Johansson and Grace Menzel.
1:58 to go here in the third quarter, 33-20. Second shot is on the way. It's up and good. Sophia Smith with her first point of the night. That pulls Johnson County back to within 12, 33-21 they trail. Under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Here come the Falcons looking inside. Now trapped in the corner. Ball's going to get away out of bounds, but I think they're going to say Bobadilla touched the ball last. Bobadilla had Aiden Hand and Bourne Pohl trapped down there in the corner. So now Shiloh Wallman is going to inbound the pass in the corner, left side of the basket, to the top of the circle to Beerhusen. Beerhusen across court. Down deep left side, that's Bourne Pohl. Skip pass comes to Beerhusen on the right side. Beerhusen penetrates into the paint. Oh, nice feed. Beerhusen with a bounce pass. Has the ball inside. He got it into the hands of Alicia Johansson. Johansson's second bucket. That was sweet, wasn't it?
That was gorgeous. 125. play, third quarter, 35-21.
Harley Lubin to the left wing, finds Molly Weber into the paint, trying to move toward the basket with the ball as Riley Wellensack. She's going to be fouled, not yet a shooting foul, however. Verhuizen?
Yeah, fouls on Brooklyn Verhuizen. That's her first personal fourth team foul.
Not a shooting foul. 1:15 to go in the third quarter. Inbounding the ball, Schmidt on the corner, under the basket, under her own basket, lobs it up to Harley Lubin at the top of the key. Lubin wants to take it in for a driving lay-in, up and off, couldn't get it. How many lay-ins has Johnson County missed here tonight?
And once again, Andon Bornpohl right there with that rebound.
That was good defense, too, by Bornpohl, but normally Lubin, 9 out of 10 times, is going to hit that lay-in in the lane like that. All right, now Freeman sets it up. Verhuizen to the corner, down deep right side, Bornpohl. Ball is tipped away, coming all the way in with a little floater off the lane, up and good. Getting that one was Shiloh Wallman. Wallman has 8 points now in the game, 37-21. Suddenly it's a 16-point lead in what was a one-point contest at halftime. Underneath the basket, shot is up by Harley Lubin on the right side. Lubin answers. For Harley, would you believe that is her first field goal of the night, and she averages in double figures for this team. 37-23. Right now it's a 17-4 run in this quarter for Freeman. And there's another turnover. Ball is going to go back. Well, a turnover this time by Freeman. Here's Ashley Beefy back into the lineup, replacing Harley Lubin with just 18 seconds to go here in this period. Boy, very patiently down the court comes Schmidt with the basketball. 13 seconds, 12 seconds. Ashley Beefy into the corner right side. Ball is stolen away. 6 seconds on the clock. Verhuizen at the other end. Can she get the shot off? I think we're going to get a shot at the buzzer. No, they'll wave it off. That's the end of the third quarter. 37-23, our score. Johnson County Central trailing Freeman.
We'll be back after this one-minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage with the international trophies to prove it. Family owned, Nebraska raised, world class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
37-23, Freeman on top as we move into the fourth quarter with the basketball. The Thunderbird, Schmidt handles it, goes inside the paint looking for Molly Weber. Ball is tipped away from Weber. Now they get it to Ashley Beefy. Beefy brings it up top to Rother. Again, Molly Weber. Weber feeds into Beefy in the paint. She's double-teamed. Beefy has to lob the ball back up top to Rother. Now the pass stolen away, and here come the Falcons. Fast break left side in the corner. That's Bornpohl handling the ball. Bornpohl's going to launch a three from over there. That's off, no good. Ball tipped away. Saved from going out of bounds underneath by Verhuizen. Gets it back up top to Mahler. Mahler top of the circle. Finds Bornpohl in traffic. The ball is loose. And again, Beefy comes up with the steal. Beefy gets the outlet pass off to the right side. Flips it out there to the elbow. Across the timeline on the dribble comes Rother. Rother has the ball knocked away, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Freeman.
Foul on Brooklyn Views, and that is her second personal first-team foul.
Thunderbirds basketball inbounding it on the far side to toss it in is going to be Weber. Now that's Rother handling the ball into the corner, down deep on the right side, opening minute of this fourth quarter. 37-23, Johnson County Central with the basketball. Around the horn, working the outside perimeter against this man-to-man defense, not able to get the ball inside the three-point arc. A cross-court pass goes to the down-deep corner left side. Harley Reyes is in the ballgame now. all the way in, driving baseline. Here's a shot, follow shot up and off by Molly Weber. Doesn't go. Rebound to Verhuizen. Brooklyn Verhuizen down court with the dribble. A cross-court pass down to the baseline, left side of the bucket. Menzel, Grace Menzel, top of the key. Oh, they feed it underneath. Great job by Beathy blocking the shot there by Johansson. Actually, Beathy with another nice, clean block as Johansson looked like she had a sure thing under the basket. Now here comes Johnson County Central. Trying to set things up. Reyes looking for Beathy. Ball's going to be stolen away. Fast break the other direction. Johansson feeds it across. Big collision. And falling to the floor, kind of Grace Menzel, kind of awkwardly into that wall. Thank goodness for the pad down there. And are we going to say that was just on the floor, or are they going to have Menzel shoot? Well, did we get a foul?
Looks like they put up on
Sage Rother?
Sage Rother, yes.
On Sage, that'll be her first personal and the first team foul of the quarter on Johnson County Central. Host of substitutions. We had almost a complete lineup change during that. I think four new players came in here from Freeman. Falcons inbounded. Working to the left side of the free throw lane. Bounce pass goes in looking for Reagan Rennie. Beathy was there defensively. The ball goes off of Rennie out of bounds. And Johnson County will get the ball back with 5:59 to go. Pretty tall hill to climb here right now for Johnson County. They've got themselves down by 14. A really rough third quarter. With the ball, Leighton Beathy handles it now to the top of the key. Across to the right side, in traffic, trying to force a shot up with Sophia Smith. She got it blocked by Mahler. Mahler grabs the loose basketball, gets the outlet pass to Schoff into forecourt. Now timeout's going to be taken by the Freeman Falcons.
We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group, direct written premium.
Sunny 101.3.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast of high school basketball is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Say thanks to Mead Lumber if you enjoy these broadcasts here on Sunny 101.3. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Shanda Hall along tonight on the color commentary. Glad to have Shanda with us. And, of course, Kurt Gilman is our producer engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. The usual suspects available here tonight for our final broadcast of this holiday season before the Christmas break. We'll be back on the air the first week of January after taking a short break here between Christmas and New Year's. Freeman with the lead, 37-23, and the basketball. 5.5 minutes to go in this one, the first half of our doubleheader. The boys' varsity game coming up next. There's a long three from the left wing that doesn't go. Rebound, follow shot, putback up and good by Brooklyn Verhuizen. Verhuizen with the putback, and she's in double figures, I believe, now, if we add them up here. I think that's 12 for her. 5:13 to go. Pressure being applied man-to-man here by Freeman. They get the ball to Ashley Beathy. Reagan Rennie reaches in on Beathy, and they're going to get Reagan for the foul.
That's her fourth personal foul tonight, second team foul.
Well, she came away from the foul smiling at the official, so at least she gave the, rather than a scowl, she gave him a nice smile. Reagan Rennie will take a seat. Hayden Schoff checks in to replace Rennie now into the lineup for Freeman. Johnson County on the attack. Sophia Smith goes to Ashley Beathy. Beathy finds Molly Weber. Weber goes all the way for the driving lay-in up and good. Molly Weber with a nice move to the bucket. She's got five in the ballgame. That's only the second field goal of the second half for Johnson County. And we're down to 4:45 to play in the ballgame. The ball just stopped falling here in the second half for the Thunderbirds. Wallman has the basketball, comes up top to Mahler with it. Verhuizen feeds into traffic. Beathy ties up inside. A ball is going to be called. Good job there. Beathy tying on the inside. Hayden Schoff. So the basketball on the possession arrow favors Freeman. They'll have the ball under their own basket. Brooklyn Bierhuizen, the senior point guard, will inbound it. We've been calling her name for 4 years. She started as a freshman here at Freeman. Brooklyn Bierhuizen played a lot of basketball. They're trying to bounce pass inside. Bierhuizen comes up with it. They're going to say kicking the ball that went off the foot of one of the Thunderbird defenders inside there. I think either Lubin or Beefy stuck a foot out there. Down to 4:22 goal. Here's an inbound pass. Easy basket shot up and good by Savannah Mahler. They found Mahler just standing around under the basket. Inbounded the pass. She laid it off the glass up and in.
Defense was sleeping on that one.
41-25, the lead is 16. Johnson County trying to get back into this thing with only 4 minutes left with which to work. Ashley Beefy. They just haven't been able to get the ball into Beefy. Here's Weber trying a three top of the key. It won't go for Molly. And the rebound to Bierhuizen. Bierhuizen quickly down the court to set things up to the near side with the pass. Comes to Wallman across court to the far side. Bornpohl. Bornpohl holds the ball for a moment. Again up top to Bierhuizen. She's got Wallman on the left. Bierhuizen at the top of the key. Now Mahler gets the basketball. Bierhuizen, oh, nice steal there by Molly Weber. Weber's going to bring the ball up court, working one-on-one against Bierhuizen. Gets it across the timeline, hands it to Pia Smith. Now Ashley Beathy at the top of the circle. Beathy feeds inside to Weber in the paint. Weber works to the corner, baseline left side, looking for the cutter coming through. Now ball is going to be called. This time the possession arrow is going to favor the Thunderbirds.
Second in for the Thunderbirds, Riley Willensbeck. And for the Falcons, Alicia Johansson and Grace Menzel.
All right, now we're going to have a timeout taken on the floor.
We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention nurses! Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
This is Sunny 101.3.
3 minutes and 14 seconds left to play in the first half of tonight's basketball doubleheader. Up next, the boys' varsity game, the Freeman Falcons and the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. Thunderbirds 3-2 coming into this one. The Falcons are 5-1 coming off of that loss to Auburn last Friday night that you heard here on Sunny 101.3.
Don't forget, tonight's broadcast can be heard live online at mscsports.net. Just click on Listen Live and select KLZA from the drop-down box.
Sometimes, Shanda, I can't wrap my mind around the fact that folks can listen to our broadcast literally anywhere in the world. And they do. 3:14 to go in this one. 41-25. The pass is lobbed into Lubin. Goes into Beathy. Beathy's going to take it to the glass up. Got the shot and goes down hard. She was fouled hard on the baseline. Beathy's going to get the basket, and she will be at the line for the and one.
The foul is on Grace Menzel. That is her third personal and the third team foul.
Well, the problem of the night here has been their inability to get the ball inside to Ashley Beathy because she's pretty much unstoppable. But credit the defense of the Freeman Falcons. They've been fronting and backing Beathy there, keeping her in a sandwich constantly. Free throw is up and off, no good. Beathy does have 14 points, well above her 5.8-point average on the season, but they just haven't been able to get the ball into her as much as they would have liked. 41-27, the lead is 14 points now for Freeman with under 3 minutes to go in the ballgame. 2:55 clock running. On the near side, Grace Menzel. Menzel takes a couple of dribbles, are running a little weave, give and go at the top of the key. Into the corner, baseline right side, that's Bornpohl, brings it back up top. There's Bierhuizen. Bierhuizen feeds it to the corner, open look three, baseline left side up and off, no good. Battle for the rebound and a whistle and a foul. Coming out of there with the ball was Alicia Johansson. I think the foul's going to go on the Thunderbirds.
Carly Lubin, that'll be her fourth personal, first team, correction, second team foul.
Clock down to 2:36 to go now. It's 41-27. Freeman with the lead. They have the basketball. Bierhuizen to inbound it. Three from the corner right side. Oh, rimmed in and out of there. Menzel feels like she got robbed. That one was in the hole and then popped out on her. Molly Weber's going to bring the ball up court. Weber Goes to Beathy at the top of the key. They're getting the ball to Beathy. There's Lubin for three. Bounces off the rim. A fight for the rebound. And Freeman comes out of there with it. Coming up with the basketball was Grace Menzel, but a great effort by Shiloh Wallman to save the possession. Now Verhuizen down court. I started to say they're getting the ball into Beathy's hands, but she's clear up at the top of the key when she gets it rather than under the bucket where she can do some offensive damage. With the ball is Johansson. She goes around Beathy, gets triple teamed in the paint, kicks it out to the left elbow. There's a three up and good. And the three is Shiloh Wallman. And now Wallman is in double figures. She has 11 points in the ballgame. Be sure and be with us for our post-game scoring draft. There's a steal. The other direction, Shiloh Wallman, left-handed layup, blocked away beautifully. Some nice-looking defense there on the part of Sophia Schmidt. Looked like Wallman had a sure thing on the left-handed layup. Schmidt reached out and slapped the ball away and did so cleanly without foul being called. 1:36 to go in the ballgame. 44-27, Freeman. Inbound pass, driving layup, up and good. Try and pick up the number. Who got that?
That was Andy Bornpohl.
Bornpohl, her first 2 points of the night. Had to wait for her to turn here for me. 46-27 with a minute 23 to go. And now yet another turnover. Well, it's been a tale of too many turnovers for Johnson County. That added to their inability to get the ball inside for the inside game to both Lubin and Beathy. Beathy does have some points. Harley Lubin's been held to just 3 points tonight, and Harley's the leading scorer on this team with 10 points per game. They just haven't been able to get those girls into scoring position under the basket. Now Beathy intercepts a pass here, comes up with the ball, and then got fouled. So the ball is going to belong to Johnson County Central. I think they're going to get Verhuizen on that
one.
They
did, yep. That is her third personal and the fourth team foul.
But the clock is down to a minute 13 to go. Again, we invite you to stay tuned. We'll have a post-game wrap-up brought your way. We'll let you know how your favorite player did tonight. We'll give you a complete rundown of all the numbers. And then, of course, the second half of our doubleheader. Here's Lubin for three off the mark. Rebound brought down by Muller. Up to Verhuizen with under a minute to go in this one. 53 seconds to play. Verhuizen, oh, she got fouled and ran over from behind. They're going to get the foul on Sage Rother, I believe, for that one.
Correct. That was her second personal.
So, Verhuizen will be at the line to shoot two. Let's see, Brooklyn so far tonight. We had him up here. I've got her with 12 points, unofficially. Sub?
Nope, oh, they're not underneath. Yep.
All right, they'll inbound it. On the baseline, Verhuizen to toss it in. Inbound pass, looking for Muller. Deflected away, knocked out of bounds by JCC. Tipping the ball away there was Riley Walensek. So the basketball stays with Freeman. Down to 50 seconds to go in this one. 46-27, nearly a 20-point lead in what was a close ball game throughout the whole first half. Freeman just came out and dominated the third quarter and never looked back. Top of the key, the pass comes up to the top of the circle to Schaaf, out to Verhuizen. She's content just to dribble away and eat up some of that shot clock. Pass to Maurer, right elbow, horn pole, inside Verhuizen. Verhuizen, beautiful feed, got it to Reagan Rennie. And Reagan Rennie lays it in. Reagan now with 8 points in the game. Down to 22 seconds to go. Shot clock not a factor. Here's Harley Lubin for three. She got it! Harley Lubin with an NBA-type three on that one. Clear outside the three-point arc. A good 5 or 6 feet outside of it. Drained that one. Makes it 48-30. That gets JCC back within 20 at least. Down by 18. Muller trying to hold it up there. Steve Buzzer, the official, was not going to blow the whistle on that one. Your final score tonight, the Freeman Falcons 48 and Johnson County Central Thunderbirds 30. 48-30 is our final. We're going to take a 2-minute break here. Then we'll be back with a post-game scoring wrap. The post-game scoring wrap is going to be presented by our presenting sponsor, Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner. We'll be back with that post-game wrap after this 2-minute break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City. Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group, direct written premium.
Sunny 101.3.
Our post-game recap is brought to you by tonight's broadcast, Meade Lumber. Meade Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Here's Randy Gatula.
All right, let's take a look at the numbers for this first half of our doubleheader. The Freeman Falcons getting the win 48-30 over Johnson County Central. Individual scoring for Freeman, they had two girls in double figures. They were led by Brooklyn Vierhuizen with 12 points. Shiloh Wallman also in double figures. She finished with 11. Reagan Rennie added 8 in the ballgame. 6 points for Grace Menzel. Savannah Muller finished with 5. 4 points for Alicia Johansson. And Enden Bornpohl ended up with 2 for their total of 48. Free throw shooting on the night. Freeman hit 11 out of 16 from the charity stripe. Now the scoring for the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. Only one girl in double figures. That was Ashley Beefy. She finished with 14 tonight. 6 points for Harley Lubin. Molly Weber ended with 5 in the ballgame. 2 points for Chardon Bovadilla. 2 points also for Riley Wellencheck. And Sophia Smith hit a free throw for a single point for Johnson County's total of 30. From the free throw line, Johnson County Central hit 4 out of 8 from the charity stripe. With the win, the Freeman Falcons improved their record on the year to 5-2. The loss drops the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds to 4-2 on the season. This postgame scoring wrap has been brought to you by our presenting sponsor, Meade Lumber. Meade Lumber, building communities, building more than projects, building communities. All right, we're going to take a break out here. Don't forget, we got the second half of the doubleheader coming up. We're going to be back in about 14 minutes with the second half, the boys varsity game. Right now, we're going to return it back to Kurt Kilman at the Sunny 101.3 studios. He'll keep you entertained for the next 13 or 14 minutes, and then we'll be back with more basketball. Don't go away. You're enjoying high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.